sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Hello, Rita Steele.
Hello, how are you guys?
I'm good. I think Big Hungry might have just ducked out of the room to shut some doors between us and the lounge, because we do have a band performing very shortly.
Ah, fantastic.
Which is one of the awesome things about New Zealand Music Month here on BFM is we get all this live music.
Awesome treats.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So good. Now, Rita, what are we gonna chat about?
We are actually going to chat about eels. But before I do, I'm going to do a really quick shout out to all the school kids that protested on Friday against the lack of action, adult action on climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work. They were in full force doing a lion on Queen Street and a few other places across the country.
Yep.
And I did just want to say, if you want to do your piece as an adult, the Auckland Council will be voting on whether to declare a climate emergency in our region. And so what this means is that unfortunately it's not legally binding, so it doesn't really mean a lot, but it does give us the ability to start questioning policies that are being made that are kind of directly opposed to doing something about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, at least it's acknowledging the problem, which is sort of the first step in fixing it. We know it's there, science is fully established on it. So, acknowledging it's a really good thing. So if you want to do your part as an adult, just flick a note to one of your local board members, so you can probably find them on Facebook or Google their email address, and you can just literally send a very quick message saying that you're in support of them declaring a climate emergency for the region.
Fantastic.
So a really nice, easy thing to do. And tonight I'm going to talk briefly about New Zealand's longfin eels, which I have a massive soft spot for.
Is this your sort of standard eel that you find in the creek near your house?
Well, yes and no. There are two types of eels in New Zealand. So the shortfin eel, which is found outside of New Zealand as well. It's found in the Pacific and Australia and New Zealand, and they're much more common. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a longfin eel in your local creek, because mm-hmm. The New Zealand longfin eel is much rarer, and it is endemic to New Zealand. So that word endemic means that we can't find it anywhere else. It's only in New Zealand. So they're special, they're bigger, and they have longer fins than the short fins, so they've named them quite appropriately. And the reason I'm raising it is sort of twofold. One, because it's autumn, and this is a very important time of the year for them. And also because of some work that NIWA are doing that I'll just mention in a moment. But just to give you a little bit of context, we've mentioned that they're quite rare. They're at risk or declining. So they are something that we're kind of keeping an eye out for. They have lived in New Zealand for at least 23 million years. So they know the place quite well.
Wait, that number again. They've lived in New Zealand for 23 million years.
Yes, yep,
okay.
Since the Miocene. So, yeah, so they're very old. A few of our other species, they're very old, the Tuatara, and we've really got to look after them for that reason, you know. The other thing that's really cool about them is that the average lifespan, and bear in mind that lots of them get killed very early, so an average is out, at 35 to 52 years and up to 100 years. So you look at some of the other, like the short finials, they don't live that long. So it's a really, they're really old. I like to think of them as being quite wise in my mind. I mean, I don't know that they are, but I feel like anything that lives for 100 years is probably quite wise.
Are they the sort of thing that moves around, or they just sort of get their little hole and they live in their hole for 100 years?
Yeah, so they do, and that's what's really cool about them. So they actually migrate. So they do, for the bulk of their lives, live in the same patch, in the same area.
Sorry, I've just come in a bit late. Are you guys talking about me, or what are you specifically talking about?
Yeah, you haven't moved for 23 million years. we're talking about eels.
Fantastic. Carry on.
So they were pretty much ignored in New Zealand until the 60s, when we started commercially fishing them. And by 1975, they're actually our most valuable fish export after lobsters. So very quickly, they become quite popular. And then a few years later, stocks reducing quite significantly. And there's a few reasons for that. Obviously, we're fishing them, so that's an issue. And there was increasing amounts of pollution in New Zealand. But the big one was habitat loss, and this is tied into the whole story and why I'm raising this. So eels need access to the sea. So what's really interesting about the longfin eel is that they live in their little kind of area for their lives, and then once they're ready to breed, which happens to be in autumn, they will wait quite often for a big rain event, which will help push them down the rivers and into the sea. Like I say, this only happens once in their lifetime, right at the end. So they're normally about 80 years old, they'll be pushed out to sea, and then they make their way thousands of kilometres up to the Pacific to spawn. And once they spawn...
Great word.
They die. Once they spawn, they die, sadly, but all things must come to an end. And I feel like if you've made it to 100 years as an eel, you're a lucky eel. And then these little larvae, once they hatch, they actually make their way back down to New Zealand. So in my mind, when I was younger, this was like a magical journey. They do catch currents, so they don't have any, like, I don't know, maybe there is a spiritual connection to New Zealand as well. But
a
there
magical
is...
journey.
embarrassingly, when I started at university, I told my lecturer, who was who is New Zealand's leading expert in eels, I said, "Oh, I thought that they just had like a magnetic thing to New Zealand." And he was
"Surely
like,
there
what?
Must be magic involved."
Have you guys touched
somewhere.
On? Have you guys touched on all the eels that are at Western Springs?
No,
I don't know
haven't.
If they're the sort of eels that we're talking about.
Right.
There might be one in there. Yeah, there might be. So the short fin eels are more common, and they're probably the ones that are in there. But there might be, you know, the odd one. I mean,
Rita, I'm talking about like I've looked over I've crossed one of those cute little bridges and looked over, and it just looks like a sort of anaconda sex ball. There's just so many eels in there, but there must be like the most common type because it's all one type. It's concerning. The amount is like concerning in the same way that there's a lot of swans at Western Springs as well. It's concerning.
You're like, don't let your small child get too close to those eels or the rabbits.
It's just like it's just a writhing ball of eels. I was like, shit. Is anyone keeping an eye on this?
Yeah. Well, when I lived out at Bethel's, they did some. They sent some divers down to the lake there because they believed that the lake joins up with the dam underneath somewhere. So they sent some divers down, and apparently they pulled to come back up, and they said, "Can't go down any further, it's too thick with eels." So
something down there, Rita, I'm just saying.
It's gonna be like Godzilla or Pacific Rim or something, eh? I mean, you know, they do unfortunately what's happened though is because we've blocked a lot of their access to the sea, so especially in the 70s we did all those big hydro dams, and then we've built culverts and drains, and even, you know, using things like irrigation means we take a lot of water out of the system, so those big floods, when they do happen, they don't really make their way to sea anymore. So there's lots of things that stop them, as well as people catching and eating them. So these poor little guys don't quite always make it, and this time of year is super important. So we haven't had any really big rains in New Zealand, well, in Auckland anyway, but for this season, the next time a big rain happens, be thinking about that little guy, and hopefully he can make it up to the South Pacific. And Niwa have just tagged 9 eels to find out, longfin eels to find out exactly where they go. So they assume the Tonga Trench, but we will find out in a few months. So that's super exciting as well. And just a couple of things that you can do. So there is very little legal protection for eels in New Zealand, which is a bit of a shame. And I understand that there's some customary rights which should be recognised in this. But unless eel is a little bit of a sustenance food. Unless you have a real reason to eat it, avoid it if you can, because they are in decline and they do only breed once. So if you eat an eel, it will never have the opportunity to breed. And then the other thing that I would just say is that most of us have a local creek, And they do have protection in those creeks. So the creeks are owned by council, all of them. And so under council rules, they have protection. So my mum had a bit of an awful experience where some people had pulled them out of the river and were beating them. So they weren't even eating them. They were being really awful. And when we called the council, they said, because, you know, what happens in the community is people feed them and they become kind of pets, you know.
Right, right.
So, they do have protection. And if you're going to think about eating an urban eel, like honestly, they are quite robust to pollution. So their flesh is actually probably pretty toxic.
If someone's grabbing an eel and whacking it around, like, was there some kind of like sadistic law where you can just go, that's just fucked up. You shouldn't be able to do that. Like, you're under arrest or something.
I mean,
that's just whack.
Totally. I mean, our animal welfare laws exclude certain species and tend to only apply to like companion animals
right, we don't eat dogs, eh? Well, we say we don't, kind of thing.
I mean, but
they always go to the farm,
think,
in the end, eh? You're right.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it, you know, I think that there's something to be said that if someone's bashing an animal, regardless of what it is, that there's probably massive concerns for the wider problem of what's going on there, but I don't know if the police will come down for that, you know?
I hate to like drag things on about the eels and whatnot, but I feel like that's kind of where we're at, so I'm just going to get into this eel conversation hard out. When you said they tag the eel, how do you do that without kind of getting in the way of the eel's general life? Because they're squirmy little buggers. It's not like you're like, there's a big ear hanging off it or anything, and it's kind of trying to be quite
streamlined.
The tags that I've seen for animals are pretty small these days, so they're kind of like almost microchips, so they can put them underneath skin pretty easily. I mean, sometimes I have actually seen quite big ones too. The ones they put on turtles are quite big, but they do a lot of math around, you know, the weight of a tag,
the efficiency
versus,
of the
it's all about board. I was just curious as to the logistics.
I mean, I would be very interested to see if they, I know with some animals in water, they'll put something in the water that kind of sedates them a little bit, so it doesn't put them to sleep, but it just chills them out so that they can work with them. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did something like that as well with these guys. I don't know if they've named them, but we should find out, and I will keep you posted when we find out where they end up.
I'm going to have to have a look at their faces before I name anything.
I know. I think they're the cutest things.
No, they're not cute. I think that's the problem. They're not dolphin cute though, Rita. They're not like... We don't really give a shit about the eels because they kind of aren't that cute.
Well, no, they're not a kiwi or a kakapo, are they?
We eat them.
But I love them. I think I always see them as wise old men, you know.
Nice one.
All right, Rita, we're just about out of time. Anything that you want to finish on, or just
about the next big rain and wish the local eels good luck.
All right, Rita, we'll do.
You have a good week.
Go eel!
See ya.
Cheers, mate.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.